school books are lying to our children. Let me start with a sentence that might make some people uncomfortable. School books are failing children. Not teachers, not parents, not students. The books. Because while the world is sprinting forward, our curriculum is standing still. And calling it tradition. Today, I'm not here to sound polite. I'm here to sound honest. Every year, students memorize answers, pass exams, collect certificates, and still walk into adulthood unprepared. Why? Because most school books teach compliance, not competence. They reward silence, repetition, one correct answer. But the real world rewards curiosity, adaptability, courage, decision-making. And yet, we keep pretending that memorizing paragraphs is education. Let me say this clearly. If a book prepares you for exams, but not for life, it's incomplete. The world children are growing into today is brutal, fast, global, and unforgiving. AI will replace jobs, borders are meaningless online, skills expire faster than degrees, mental health is collapsing under pressure. And our textbooks? They still assume stable careers, linear success, obedient workers, and predictable futures. That world is gone. We didn't lose it, we outgrew it. But our books didn't get the memo. Here's what no one talks about. School books don't teach how to fail without self-destruction, how to question information, how to manage anxiety, how money actually works, how power works, how to negotiate, how to speak confidently, how to recover when life goes wrong. Instead, they teach kids to sit still and wait for permission. And then we wonder why adults feel lost, scared, replaceable, unprepared. That confusion didn't start in adulthood. It started in the curriculum. Here's the part people don't like hearing. Outdated textbooks are not neutral. They are harmful. Because they silently teach children, don't question authority, don't challenge systems, don't think differently, don't fail publicly. That's not education, that's conditioning. And conditioning creates obedient citizens, not empowered humans. Imagine a curriculum that included emotional intelligence, media literacy, financial survival, cultural intelligence, critical thinking, adaptability as a subject. Not as optional workshops, not as extracurricular activities, but as core knowledge. Because the future doesn't care how neat your handwriting was. It cares how fast you can learn, unlearn, and relearn. Every year, we delay updating school books. Another generation enters the world unprepared. And then society blames them. This generation is weak, they are lazy, they are entitled. No, they were trained for a world that doesn't exist anymore. And we owe them better. If education is meant to prepare students for life, then life must finally be allowed into the books. The world has changed. It's time the curriculum did too. If this episode made you uncomfortable, good. Discomfort is the beginning of change. we update our phones, not our textbooks. Thank you.